The 93rd anniversary Woodstock Library Fair on July 27th is a hometown party celebrating Woodstock as a center of the arts, painting, sculpture, poetry, music, fiction, nonfiction, poetry, pottery, all kinds of good stuff. All the arts for which Woodstock is known. This year's theme is Library Fair Eras, 1931 to 2024. The fair runs from 10 to 5 this Saturday on the Forever Green Library Lawn. You can celebrate the many eras of Woodstock history since their first library fair in 1931. The Friends of the Woodstock Library president, Michael Hunt, joins us. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I am doing great. It is set up, giddy up time, and we are having fun getting ready for this thing.
Set up, giddy up. I like it. What is involved in that to make it so you're ready to go in 2 days?
Lots of digging out of our library fair barn, which is also our book barn where we sell used books, during the season. And a lot of kids, a lot of youngsters, a lot of older folks, and it's getting lots of tents out of storage areas. Our storage area is called the Employee Lounge, and nobody ever hangs out in there. It's just a storage area now.
So the and this is something, when you do something for 93 years, we were just talking about this with the SPAC folks, that when you do something for decades upon decades, people have a certain expectation, and yet you try to, change things around a little bit as well to let it grow every year.
Yeah, I was just talking with our highway department head, and he grew up here, and he was telling me this is where the food was in the 60s, and this is what we did, and I love talking to, I've been here 22 years, and I'm raising kids here, and I love talking to folks that, tell me what it was like. So we keep the traditions, and then we bring new things in, like a water slide, because it's going to be, hot and sunny, and kids can slide all day on the water slide, and this year we got the New York photo bus. I mean, appropriate for Woodstock. It's an old VW bus that is now like a photo booth.
Really?
So you can get your commemorative photo strip of the day.
So what goes in, and I mean the ingredients that patrons will see when they go to the library fair, of the activities that are available for them to do and take part in?
Oh, my gosh. You wander into this library lane. It's closed off, pedestrian traffic all day long. It's just walking around. We have interactive art immediately. You can participate in that. And it's really fun at the end of the day to see how many, hands have been on this stuff. And then we have a whole nonprofit alley, so you're going to be informed. And then the book barn, where you can stock up on books and CDs and DVDs. It is filled with stuff right now. A clothing tent, like you cannot believe. Back to school shopping, we got the deals for everyone. And then this kids' fun park, it's water slides and bounce houses and obstacle courses and hat making and face painting. And then the food. This town is so generous. Lots of restaurants and eateries donating their food, and then lots of volunteers putting it out there, the famous library fair noodles, sesame noodles, single cut brewery. We have beer from them. And so you can eat, drink, be merry, dance all day to live music, and get some back to school clothes and books. And gosh, it's just it's so crazy how much stuff we just pack on these lawns.
And I mean, obviously, it's so much more than like a book sale. But obviously, when you say library fair, that's where a lot of people, where their mind is going to go.
Yeah. That's why I talk to good folks like you, the best broadcaster in the business, to get the word out that it is way more than just buying some books.
Well, you're very nice. I wasn't fishing for a compliment then. I was looking for to get to the point, but there are also books available.
There are indeed. But it's just like, here's the thing that I heard from everybody who grew up here. It's like, back in the day, it was like nothing else going on. It was the place to come see friends and family you may haven't seen. And, you're living out in a little hamlet, and like shady outside of town, and this is the place to go. And that's what it is. It's just everybody coming together, and we are a day-tripping town for, since you-know-what. So we get lots of visitors the same weekend. And, like, that's how I was just up for the weekend from New York one time years ago, and we're like, what's going on over there? And we just had this fabulous time, and we're like, we want to move here. So Friends, family, visitors alike, it's just a big party.
So are you overstating that, or is it you went to the Woodstock Library Fair and you decided to move to Woodstock?
We were living in the city and we wanted to get out of the city, and it just had it had the right vibe, and that was definitely one of them. We're like, where are we walking towards?
Sure.
An event, and it felt kind of like Woodstock, so yeah.
And that speaks to
definitely.
The event too, where you will have locals, you will have people who are visiting, you will have a lot of different things going on
all day long. And then whatever we make, it's a big fundraiser, and we just give it right back to the library. We are the Wish Fulfillment Society for this library, and if they need new equipment, new chairs, programming, helping with getting the last 15% we need to move down to 10 Dixon to our brand new complex we're moving to next year. And it's all going towards what we need as a library to give back to this town. This town really depends on this place. And this is such a great way to make a little money to give it back to the library, having a party.
Yeah, a great party, and certainly wonderful to be able to give back to the community, and for them to celebrate the library, because the library is always in many, many towns and many, many places is the centerpiece of the community, and Woodstock is no exception to that, of course.
It certainly is. Yeah, I think back to Keith Richards when he was touring around in the early days of the Stones. Every little village they went to, the library was the epicenter, was the go-to place, and that's certainly what it is in this town.
And,
for sure.
And when you think of, as you say, you're the, you know, you provide from the wish list that is provided to you from the library.
Yeah.
But when you look at the kind of things they're wishing for, what is that like?
We have Holly is the children's librarian, and it is amazing how many ideas she comes up with for the kids in this town, and programming, and it's just I can't keep up. So that's definitely one of them. We love that because I'm raising kids here, so children's programming is the top of the list, and we love working with her. She's so creative, and it's like, man, that's a great idea. Let's go for it. So things like that, and then we just replaced old chairs a bunch of years ago with these beautiful folding chairs that are so comfortable, Joe, to sit in for any meetings, any kind of events we're having. So things like that, from chairs to an amazing schedule of programming for the kids.
Really great stuff. So for people who may be new to this event, what is it? How can they go and get the most out of the library fair?
9:45, we have a little kids parade. Children like make way for ducklings. The chief of police stops the traffic. They walk across. We march in, and we have a maypole dance. And then it starts. Then we have, you want to have food. You want to go on the water slide. You want to buy books. The music starts, and it just begins. And it's like all day long. So I love coming. I love being here and seeing it happen. It takes a while to get going for us to prepare for it, and then once it's up, it's like magic, and it's magic all the way until 5 p.m. And then it's like, okay, bye. We gotta giddy up, getting all this back in the book barn.
Well, you gotta go get ready for next year, right? That's the thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Totally.
And as far as just the overall, it's been, I assume, a good summer for the library, and things are going well.
Yeah, we're almost done getting everything we need to move down, and bids are out at the new, turning this very smart green building that we acquired down in the Bearsville Flats, not that far from here. And it's going to be everything that this community has been demanding, space and programming needs, and just everything from maker space. It's going to be brilliant, but it has to, we have to go through and make it what is required to make it a library. And we're going to do that renovation work, and we'll be early next year, maybe in the spring, we'll be over there. So it's bittersweet. My kids, this is their second home, but at the same time, it is like so needed. It's going to be so brilliant down there, and that's the ultimate goal. So That's what we do. We have fun on Saturday, and then bulk of that money is going to go down. We're going to build a new book barn down there, and it's going to be quite the complex.
And the facility, so next year's library fair will be there, or you'll continue to be where you are?
Well, I don't know. You know, Lizzie Van, and the new owner here in our complex, last year's the old funeral home, and the library, it's all one, going to be one big property, and we're not certain what's going to happen here, but we have I say that's forever green. The library lawn is now, the grass blades didn't know there was a property line in between the two properties, and now it's this one big beautiful. It's like our Central Park, and it's going to be forever green, and it's going to be a place for folks to just come and sit and picnic and read a book, and that's going to be the future of the lawn out here. And we may have. We're not sure what's going to happen. It's so great to have it here. We may continue for a bit down here, but first things first, it's this Saturday and the 93rd, and then we'll see about next year.
All right. Well, we wish you all the luck in the world, and we thank you so much for coming on and telling us what is happening. It is always good to know. It's one of those things, like a rite of summer, to know that you're having the library fair and all kinds of cool stuff is going on.
Yeah.
The 93rd anniversary Woodstock Library Fair on July 27th, this year's theme, Library Fair Eras, 1931 to 2024. Woodstock.org for more information. Michael Hunt is the Woodstock Library, Friends of the Woodstock Library president. Michael, thank you very much
Joe, for
being here and for sharing. Have a beautiful weekend.
Yeah. And thanks for the kids. They gave us the idea for Eras. You know, we're just riffing off of Taylor Swift.
Absolutely. Of course. Always, always to Taylor Swift.
Be well, Joe.
Michael, thank you very much. Be well. We'll be back right after this.